Dear Thomas, I realize there are so many things that I love about you. And I already knew this. I'm just reaffirming with myself because I'm relaxed enough to do that right now to remember how much I love you. I love how you love Blaze. I love how you show up for Blaze and I. When you are able to, I love how you do it. When you are in the loving space, and able to show up for Blaze and I. You do. And the other times, it gets kind of mixed in. Gets mixed in with fear because of my agitation. Gets mixed in with your own anger, maybe stemming from the fear. Stemming from sadness. And I think I've had a hard time believing that you love me because I was projecting a lot of fatherhood stuff on you. And the way he left and sometimes was towards us had me thinking that he didn't really love us because he just left us anyway. Maybe I've been trying to set you up to leave us. Maybe that's what I'm doing, to repeat that. Or maybe I just don't know what I'm doing. I'm not planning any of this stuff out ahead and working out the plans with you. I'm just in survival mode, just like you. When you're not in survival mode, I love how you show up for us. When I'm not in survival mode, I love how I show up for us too. And I'm trying to get to that calm mode. I felt it. I felt improvement when you were here. I felt like I was becoming a better person because I felt so patient and calm as a mother and mostly as a partner. I went more off the rails with you than I did Blaze. I'm sorry about that. I think I just felt like a fuck up, you know? Like, oh, here we go again. Same old me, still here. Even though I've been by myself for over a month now, living in the van, most of that. it's like, what do I need to get to the place where I can feel that I am a decent human being, decent mother, decent partner? Not just decent. I don't want to just be decent, mediocre. I want to excel at that shit. And I just mostly suck at it. And you've been so patient, so loving, and also so not loving. So I guess we have patience with each other. And are we at the end of our ropes? For real this time? Always wanting to take more space. It's like, how do you heal all of this stuff when you live in the same house? I mean, how do you do that? Dedicate time to yourself each morning, each afternoon, each evening, to breathe, to meditate, to do nothing. Is that the trick? Or is it solo vacays? Or is it a tiny house, like the van close by? Or is it that we just get to the other side of this and not needing all this extra solo time? Is that true? Or is this just who we are? Is this just who we are? That we need all this solo time? I do wonder if it all just heals itself at once. Because once we're calmer, we don't wear each other out. We still have energy for each other. And then we can afford the energy to be with each other for longer periods of time. Is that how that works? I do know that you're a great father. Thank you for showing up for us. And I apologize for not believing you that you love me. I do see that my father loves me. I realize that. I do see that. And he's imperfect just like me. I'm imperfect just like him. And so I can also believe that you love me as well. And I didn't believe it. I kept pushing you away because I didn't believe it. Because everything's been so toxic. It's so hard to believe when you're in the middle of that trying to survive. I know you know. So I believe that you love me. I'm sorry it took so long. I'm looking at our photo from Puerto Vallarta on Valentine's Day. Picture at the ocean. It's really beautiful. The whole photo. I love you too. Thank you for being here. Thank you. Thank you.